Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jakob.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks, you. I'm fine, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the phone.
Sure, anytime.
So, I'm calling you because there's been quite a buzz in Iceland because a man was seen outside of Hellnar Snæfellsnes with orcas or killer whales, as they are called, on a stand-up paddleboard. And that was you.
Yeah, that was me. I was just wondered. I just got the article somebody sent to me, like, hey, bro, you are in the newspaper in Iceland. And he was like, wow, okay, good to know.
So what are you doing in Hellnar? Are you traveling Iceland? Do you live here and work here?
No, so I live and work here. I'm here the chef in the Fossaker Hellnar.
Yeah.
And the ocean is my garden, and I spend practically all of my free time, so daily, like if I don't visit a day because of the weather, the ocean, then next day I go twice to paddling. So, yeah, this is my playground.
This is not the first time you encounter killer whales, is it?
No, it's not. So we met, I don't say like a million times, and I don't say like for sure it's happening daily. But yeah, we met last time.
Okay, so I have to ask, because what started all this was this girl that she knew in the ocean, and she was taking a video of a man surrounded by killer whales, or orcas, as they're called. I think it's a prettier name for them. And she was scared for you, and she said, I think he fell in, I think maybe he jumped in. So what happened?
Oh, you know, the thing is, like, all of us, we have a kind of point of view from which side we looking the situations.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure from outside, like, not just with this orca meeting, but anyway, when it's a really strong storm outside and I am paddling or fighting with the waves, then it still from outside looks like dangerous and like, yeah, sometimes it is. But to be on the water and be in the situation is really different. So I really felt absolutely safety. And I just flat in the water. I didn't jump. This is the next time I will swim with them. But, you know, slowly we build up this relationship. It's not this friendship. But, yeah, nothing. It was not unsafety. I really felt comfortable with myself. They are really, really friendly and cute animals. Just the thing, like, I'm 100 kilo and they are 4,000 maybe. So, you know, so I'm not from the ocean side, I'm Hungarian, and, you know, we don't have ocean, we don't have sea, we are not that gifted like you Icelandic.
Yeah.
So, for sure, it's a kind of new, I met with them, but still it's always a new experience to meet with the ocean animals, especially with orcas, because they are really a special ones. Yeah, it was a safety situation. They came to me because, it happened before earlier as well, but I had no phone with myself and nobody uploaded any video about me and the orcas.
Yeah, but the first time you seen them, were you scared?
Absolutely, for sure, absolutely, absolutely. The previous year, for sure, I stopped to paddling, I will never come back to the ocean, and then with the time, when I calmed down, I said, like, okay, for 2 weeks, I will not go back to paddling on the ocean, and then a few hours later, okay, in the next 2 days, I will not go back to the ocean to paddle surfing. But, and, you know, it was a fear, because we have a fear if we don't know what's going to happening, what can happening for sure.
Yeah.
We are huge. And the first thing what blowed up in my mind was like, okay, like the soundtrack of the Big White Shark movie.
Oh, you're like,
doo-doo, doo-doo. Yeah. Absolutely.
And did you think, oh my God, I'm dressed like a seal and that's what they eat?
Yeah, absolutely. So the dinner is here. The chef bring the dinner.
Oh my God.
Okay, the first time was not, let's say, that was not comfortable, but now I'm just laughing about it.
Yeah.
And that with the time, I said, like, okay, when I got again the possibility that they interested in me, because sometimes they know that I am there and they just don't care. They
said
they don't come to visit me.
Did they swim very close to you?
This last time they were like extremely close, like really like maybe less than half meter, and under the board was swimming one as well.
Yeah.
And the special thing was now, like, usually the big ones and the males, they are coming closer. But now the babies was there as well. Like, they are like, you know, like the small dogs. They are like, really, like, they are so cute. Yeah, they now they are like extremely close, closer than normally.
What a special experience. But I need to ask you about your project, because you're also making a documentary. You're going to do a very cool thing, Jakob.
Yeah, I really hope so. So the plan is like absolutely a do-it-yourself project. So my friends try to help me. Like, I want to pedal 200 kilometers around West Iceland. The first target was on SUP board, pedaling to Reykjavik, from Hetna to Reykjavik.
Yeah.
But the thing is, not just the weather conditions, but because of some technical issues, and because we do it like without money, just with passion, and yeah, just for happiness. So it's maybe we will change it somehow. But yeah, I wanna, and I think the previous year I pedaled more than 200 kilometers, and so yeah, 200 kilometers on the ocean in Iceland in a subboard.
Oh
alone.
My God. Oh, maybe the orcas will go with you and lead the way.
Yeah, they can help me. I need a lot of help.
Okay, so for people that want to, like, follow you on social media, see what you're doing, like, follow your journey, where can they find you?
Okay, so on the Instagram, my project is going on this name, like, pedaltheworld.iceland.
Yeah.
And on the TikTok, it's like just pedal the world.
Pedal the world. Okay, that is so cool.
Pedal the world.
Yeah, I look forward to follow your journey. And next time I'm in Snæfellsnes, I will come and eat at Foss Hotel, where you are chef, right?
Yeah, just come and visit me.
Yeah.
You are always welcome.
Oh, thank you.
We are the best. So.
Have a really good day. I hope you meet them beautiful creatures again. And like it looks like a beautiful friendship that is forming. Jakob, thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks for your time. Have a nice day. Ciao.
Ciao.